Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. We're at NeoCon 2012, and this morning my guest is Catherine Ross with Eco International and Maury Welch O'Neill with O2 Strategies. How are you ladies doing today?
Very good.
Very well, thank you.
Good to be with you. I wanted to talk to you about this brand new collection that you're introducing at NeoCon called the Studio Collection. Before we get into that, though, Catherine, if you would, you're Director of Marketing and Product Development at ECOR. Tell us a little bit about ECOR, if you will.
ECOR International is a U.S.-based recycling company who then up-engineers our tire recycled materials into sophisticated and practical flooring solutions.
And actually, you're one of the largest recyclers of post-consumer tires in the U.S., right?
Yes, we are. We up-recycle tires into more engineered products than any other company. We do the equivalent of about 80 million barrels of oil a year.
And Eco Services is your commercial brand for flooring material?
Yes, it is. We have multiple brands, but the Eco Services brand is for the commercial market that can play in many of the areas that Resilient plays in. We also have an Everlast brand for the sports market, and we have a QT sound abatement. But the Eco Services brand is our high-end visual collection.
Okay, and now you have this new studio collection, which you had Maury Welch O'Neill with O2 Strategies develop for you. Before we get into the development of the product, talk a little bit about what you had in mind with this collection.
Well, ECOR International has been making recycled rubber flooring since 1989, and we've always been a leader in the industry. As this flooring has grown, what we really wanted to do was create a new paradigm of visuals. We wanted to take everything that everyone has ever known about recycled rubber flooring, throw it out the window, and create something that can really play in the high-end commercial markets, specifically in carpet, granite, wood, anything in a sophisticated area.
And so you engaged Maury Welch O'Neill. Most people know Maury, but just for a quick introduction, former co-owner of Floor Focus magazine, a long-time developer of products in the flooring industry, working with Bentley Prinstreet on astronomy most recently. Also, going way back, a fine arts major, and you did some painting at one time, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
So you started on this project about a year ago. Talk us through a little bit of the development of this.
Well, I really had to start from scratch. I had to develop the colors that would work in the commercial market, that would be on the high end, work in corporate, retail, high-end hospitality, university, colors that would work and coordinate with carpet. We wanted to make a flooring that didn't really look like any rubber flooring ever looked like before, that could be used in any area where resilient flooring customarily would be used. So we had to work on the base colors first, a completely new palette, all kinds of neutrals and warm and cool darks, mediums, and lights. The way the rubber was made is very handcrafted looking. I first developed the base building block colors. There were seven in the palette. And then after that, the different combinations created different effects. We have a palette of 20 colors, and they're ranging from creams and to chocolates and everything in between, the cooler taupes and grays, all different shades of grays, sage greens. So it's a complete working palette that works with the commercial interior palette of today.
One note, ECOR International is the only recycled rubber flooring company that could do the process that Maury just spoke about. Because we're a vertically integrated manufacturer who recycles our own tires for the high quality, but then we also make our own EPDM, we were able to create these subtle EPDM colors that currently do not exist in any other recycled rubber flooring palette. So it's very unique to ECOR International.
All right, and there's 20 styles in this collection. And talk a little bit about the format. It's sold in squares.
It's sold in 4-foot-wide rolled goods at 3.2 millimeters thick, and then it's also sold in 24-by-24-inch square-edge tiles.
So you can get it either in rolls or in squares.
Yes, both formats.
And you're rolling this out here at NeoCon, and it's available for sale now.
Yes, it's available for sale now, and it's about a two-week lead time, but it's definitely available.
And when you start thinking about where this might be used, what are some of the target markets for this type product?
Definitely the high-end commercial interior, where maybe often people think of carpet, they may think of other hard surfaces. This is a new entry into that sophisticated corporate setting.
Because for a long time, you guys have lived in corporate gyms and a lot of athletic areas, and so you're actually moving into, I'd say, general flooring areas with this, right?
Yes, we're actually expanding our options. We did have a limited number of colors that played well in the corporate market, but it was just about 5 to 6 colors that played very, very well. This is 20 new colors and patterns that expand and build on contemporary colors. Also, with these being brand new EPDMs, these are forward-thinking EPDM colors, just like the painting and the carpet companies that are developing colors to work with designers in years out. This is setting that new paradigm.
And tell me what EPDM stands for.
It's basically a virgin rubber.
Okay. And now that you have this collection together, Maury, what are some of your favorite styles in here?
Well, I love the chocolates because it was most challenging to develop a rich chocolate brown that was just the right cast, just the right pure color without any overtones where it went away from a true brown. I think the other big challenge was getting the gray, green, and the different shades of gray that went to taupe, because again, that was a very, very subtle change. And something that's very important, that I would not have been able to accomplish this if the quality of this rubber and the quality of the process with such rich pigmentation didn't exist, because this was, I mean, getting the right color was a big challenge. The other thing that I like is that we used very high quantities of recycled, pure 100% recycled in this collection. It's probably the greenest rubber collection that exists. That's really important.
All right, well, one last question. Beautiful collection here, and I'm just curious, why should designers consider using recycled rubber flooring?
Aside from its inherent attractive benefits now, it also contains acoustical benefits, and as well as ergonomic benefits, as well as low life cycle cost benefits. So all three of those things, and additionally, EcoSurfaces is manufactured 100% in the United States. So all of those combine to make it a total solution.
It's good to talk to you guys. Again, we've been talking about the studio collection with EcoSurfaces, and we've been talking with Catherine Ross, who's Director of Marketing and Product Development, and Maury Welsh O'Neill, who's a product designer, and you've been listening to Kemphar and Floridelli.net.